听力课堂，听 class.com。
7. Language abilities. Useful sentences. Answering about language abilities.
1. Do you speak a foreign language?
2. How do you read and write English?
3. Do you know the language well enough to communicate with English-speaking people?
4. What language do you speak other than Chinese?
5. Can you speak Mandarin?
6. Do you speak English well enough to communicate with foreigners?
7. How many languages do you speak?
8. Employees in our company must have a good command of English. Besides, they should understand Cantonese. Do you speak Cantonese?
9. Have you ever taken the exam TOEFL?
10. Which band of English test have you passed?
11. Do you think you're proficient in both written and spoken English?
12. Do you think you speak English quite fluently? Tell me about your English education.
13. One of the most important things for this job is English proficiency. Can you use English freely?
14. What about your English? Ours is a joint venture, therefore we need our staff with a good knowledge of English.
15. What's your native language?
16. How well do you know French?
17. How is your accent in English?
18. When did you begin to learn English?
19. Besides Mandarin, what other Chinese dialects do you understand?
20. Do you think your English is good enough to do desk work?
21. I can speak 2 foreign languages.
22. I can speak and write English fluently as shown by the enclosed testimonials.
23. I also have some knowledge of Japanese and can undertake translations from the language.
24. I might be able to translate this document from Chinese into fluent English. Answering about language abilities.
1. I can both understand and speak Cantonese.
2. I can speak English and German as well.
3. I can only speak English as far as foreign languages are concerned.
4. TEM4.
5. I think I'm quite proficient in both written and spoken English.
6. I think I speak English quite fluently. I majored in English at college.
7. I can communicate with foreigners easily. They say my English is quite good.
8. As you may learn from my resume, I studied biology in Canada for 2 years. So I may say that I am quite competent in listening, speaking, reading, and writing English.
9. Although I come from Hunan province, I've gained mastery of Mandarin since I've been living in Beijing for 10 years.
10. I passed CET 6. This is my certificate. Besides, I won the 2nd place in the school-wide English speech contest.
11. I passed TEM 8. I'm sure I have no problem with my English.
12. My husband can read French pretty well.
13. Sometimes I make mistakes when I speak English.
14. I have a lot of trouble with pronunciation.
15. I've spoken English all my life.
16. He speaks English perfectly.
17. I started to learn English when I was in primary school.
18. I got a high score on TOEFL.
19. I speak the language better than I read and write.
20. The amount of English I know enables me to do general desk work.
21. I used to be an interpreter.
22. Other than Chinese, I speak English. I learned some French in school, but forgot all of it.
23. Shanghainese, because my mother came from Shanghai.
24. I majored in English at college.
25. Besides Chinese, my mother tongue, I can also speak English and French.
26. I can take dictation in English at 100 words per minute.
27. I believe the amount of English I know is sufficient to work in an American firm.
Fashion conversation. Conversation 1. How many languages can you speak?
3. Besides Chinese, my mother tongue, I can also speak English and German.
Do you speak and write English?
Yes, I think I do both well.
Tell me something about your English education.
I got a high score on TOEFL and I majored in English at college.
One of the most important things for this job is English proficiency. Can you use English freely?
Yes, I think so. I can communicate with foreigners easily. They say my English is quite good.
Conversation 2.
How is your English ability?
Not bad. I'm proficient in both written and spoken English.
Could you tell me something about your English education?
I studied English in junior and senior high school, and in college I took English conversation lessons. They were given by foreign tutors.
Have you passed college English test band 4 or band 6?
Band 6.
Great! Can you file in English?
I'm afraid I can't, but I'd be glad to learn.
You would be using a lot of English in this job. Can you manage English conversation?
Yes, I think I can. I often talk to foreigners at English Corner held twice a week at my college. They say my English is pretty good.
Excellent. How is your English ability in reading and writing?
I have been attending an evening course in English writing for 2 years, and I often read novels, magazines, and newspapers in English.
Oh, I see.
Conversation 3. How many languages can you speak?
3. Besides Chinese, my mother tongue, I can also speak English and French.
What's your second language in addition to Chinese?
English, of course.
Can you read and write English and French?
No, I'm proficient in both written and spoken English, but I can only carry on a simple conversation in French.
Could you tell me something about your English education?
My mother is an English teacher in a college, so I began learning English when I could speak, and I took English as my minor subject at university.
Employees in this company have to have a command of English. Tell me about your ability in speaking and understanding English.
I think I speak English fluently. I have been in the English conversation class for 1 year after my graduation from the university. And I often read books in English and 21st century in English edition. In this way, my ability to understand English is very strong.
Do you understand the local dialect?
Yes, I'm a local here.
Conversation 4.
How many foreign languages can you speak?
Only English.
What do you think of your English?
I have passed CET 6, and I'm proficient in reading and translating foreign materials. I have rich translating experience because I used to be an English translator.
Can you speak English fluently?
I have received an oral English training, and I can communicate with others fluently.
Did you take TOEFL or GRE?
Yes, I did. I got 600 in TOEFL and 2300 in GRE.
When did you begin to learn English?
I started to learn English when I was in primary school.
Do you think your English is good enough to do office work?
The amount of English I know enables me to do general desk work. I believe the amount of English I know is sufficient to work in a South Korea firm. Conversation 5. You would be using mainly Russian in this job. Do you think you can make yourself understood in Russian with ease?
Yes, I think I speak Russian quite fluently. I've often explained historical places in Xi'an to foreign tourists from Russia. They say my Russian is quite good.
How many years have you been learning Russian?
Oh, more than 10 years. I started learning Russian when I was still in a primary school from a foreign teacher.
Well, perhaps that's the reason why you are so fluent in it.
Thank you.
Interview notes. Employees in some companies must have a good command of foreign language, so the interviewer will ask you about your language abilities. Basically, the interviewer wants to find out quickly if you are the kind of person who would be a good fit for the company and the specific position that is open.